Green Room on Air. Green Room on Air. The podcast that takes you beyond the velvet curtains and into the pulsating heart of the entertainment world.
Hello, folks. Hello, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well. This is Ray Renati, and you have reached Green Room on Air, my little home on the internet. The various intranets. Today we have a very special guest for you. Her name is Abigail Munn, and she is the artistic director and founder of Circus Bella, one of the wonderful circuses we have here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And this summer they will be putting on their show. There's free shows in the park all over the San Francisco Bay Area, actually even in Los Angeles and Reno, and it's called WOW. And we will be speaking with Abigail in just a minute. Before we get there, let me just tell you a little bit about what's been on my mind. I'm so tired of the political milieu that we are having to deal with now these days in the United States of America. You know, I'm not going to pull any punches. Donald Trump is a menace, a potential menace to this country in a way that we've never experienced. I sound like him when I say that. We've never seen anything like it. But it's true. We haven't seen anything like this. In my lifetime, you had Richard Nixon, who tried to get away with his crimes. But he had respect for the Constitution to some degree and resigned. And he was pardoned. Gerald Ford didn't want to drag the country through a trial. You may agree or disagree with that decision. But now we have Donald Trump, who commits crimes out in the open, and half of this country still supports him. He commits them on television. They're recorded on audio tape. He commits them on Twitter and Truth Social, Truth Essential, as he calls it. He has no shame. He's cruel. He encourages others to be cruel. Now we have a society full of cruel people who feel justified in their cruelty. And this is what one man has done to us. Families are divided. How people are able to follow this man is absolutely mind-boggling to me. And I'm not talking about all this based on party lines. Sure, he's a Republican in name, but the Republican Party has changed into this awful sort of cruel kind of fascist worshiping cabal. I don't know what else to call it. It's odd. I haven't seen anything like this in my lifetime in the United States. Now, of course, this has happened in other countries many times to some terrible ends, I have to say. Italy, Germany, and other places. Hopefully that won't happen here. Although he is trying to get the Supreme Court to rule that presidents are immune to any prosecution, which in and of itself is an absurd thing to even ponder, based upon the fact that we are a government of the people and for the people. And if the president of the United States is allowed to commit crimes at will, we are no longer a government of the people and for the people. So strange. The fact that the Supreme Court is even taking this up and is going to decide on it is quite mind-boggling as well. Could have been just dismissed after this. The initial court took it up and threw it out. I can't remember which court that was, a lower court. But they're going to consider it. And when you have people like Clarence Thomas on there, it's possible that they could agree with Trump. And if Trump were to become president, well, who knows what would happen. Hopefully he wouldn't do the things he says he's going to do. Okay, that's all I'm going to say today about politics. Maybe you're still here and maybe you aren't. But this is my podcast and I can talk about whatever I want. But folks, now it's time for fun because we're going to speak with Abigail Munn, who runs Circus Bella. Now, Circus Bella is the opposite of what I just talked about. Circus Bella is all about fun and bringing people together and love and laughter and the wonder of the circus. The circus makes children of us all, especially when there's no animal abuse, which there isn't. It's just people and maybe one dog. People of amazing abilities, athletically and in the sense of performing. And Abigail has been nurturing this company with love for many years. And I love watching their shows, and I can't wait to see them again this summer. So, folks, I bring you Abigail Munn.
Good to see you, Abigail.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Good.
Yeah.
You have another show coming up this summer.
I know, we're back at it again. Yeah. Busy. So yeah, we are back in the parks. We are back in the parks this summer in our outdoor show, which is called Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I know, it's fun.
Does it stand for anything or just wow?
Just wow.
Just wow.
but I'm working, you know, wow is kind of a fun word. It sounds fun to say. And I think it's also kind of an interesting, I'm making these banners, I hope, that are going to work, that we can kind of play with all the shapes of wow. So it makes mom, we, ow, yeah. You know, different things. Kind of. But to me, what this show is about is this kind of, I wanted to get this idea of this just like explosion of joy in the parks. And I think we're all kind of, I feel like the world just keeps getting more and more nuts, and we're all in this kind of, and I think everybody's a little allergic, nervous is what I meant to say about, you know, the direction of our world and what's going to happen next. And we're all kind of have this supercharged sort of energy about that. And why don't we take that and make this explosion of humanity and love and circus in the parks? Wow.
sounds like a great theme.
That's my plan.
Yeah.
So you're going to be traveling around the Bay Area like before to the different parks?
We'll be around the Bay Area and the different parks. We're going to be Yerba Buena Gardens, Salesforce Park. We do our preview in West Oakland at DeFremery Park. We have great locations. And then we also go down to Laguna Beach for two shows in Laguna Beach, and then up to Reno as well. So.
All right. How did you get these out-of-town gigs?
They're kind of random. Laguna Beach, the city of Laguna Beach cold called us and said, hey, could you bring your circus down here? And we said, And that location, they called us, the first year was the year of the pandemic. So they called us in the winter in December 2019, and we had to cancel that show. And then, but luckily they decided to stick with it. And this will be, I think, our third year in Laguna Beach, third or fourth.
Great.
And then Reno, my sister lives in Reno, and she connected us with this fantastic festival called Art Town Reno. Mm-hmm. And in Reno in July, there's this amazing festival of arts and music and dance and all of that. And we've become, this is, I think, our third year doing that festival as well. So
some of these outlying areas have the most fantastic arts celebrations that you never hear about. I've seen so many.
Reno is a gem. Everyone should know about that.
Yeah. You
know, it's this really incredible. And everything in that series is free as well. So it's pretty amazing.
There goes my camera. Yeah. For the audience, if you're not watching, if we're on video, my camera goes on and off on Zoom mysteriously. And I haven't been able to figure out why.
Well, you know.
Yeah. So I was watching the video from last year, I think it was last year, and there are two things that really struck me is how much the kids absolutely love your shows, the children. And the other thing was circus performers are amazing athletes. I mean, it's just all incredible. Not only are they charismatic and are performing, but their athletic ability is just incredible.
It's amazing. Well,
they're like world class. This stuff they do is blind boggling.
It's amazing. Well, so I think, let's see, two things. Yes, the kids go completely bonkers. I have nephews now that are almost three, and they're like already singing the songs and getting ready to come to the show in Reno. But yeah, the kids, I don't know. I think the kids just, we speak their language. And it's kind of, I think what's wonderful about the circus is it doesn't, you don't have to speak English or any language or anything. You know, as humans, we understand this movement on kind of a cellular level. And I think kids get that. They're already there. They're channeling that kind of gut reaction. That's where they're living right there. So, you know, they get it. It's really fun and to watch them. I mean, I'm watching the kids the whole time and they're watching us. Yeah. And then speaking for myself as a retired, I still go to the gym for 2 hours every day because I just can't break the habit. You know, everybody is incredible athletes. And also it's like a lifelong devotion to the instrument of your body. So it's not just like I'm going to do this 6 month boot camp. It's like, I'm going to train my body for 15 years.
Right. Yeah. So. It's like being like a world-class gymnast or something. Yeah. I mean, it just takes complete dedication.
Yeah. And just persistence. And, you know, and I think, I mean, I'm just speaking from my own experience, but it's like, you just have to go to gravity, I think, is pulling differently some days. Some days it's pulling a little differently than others, but you just have to just go to the gym and just show up and just keep plugging away. And I know it's a tremendous, it's a tremendous kind of undertaking and exciting. I mean, how fun is it? I mean, it's not a doom and gloom situation. I mean, you feel like they're so privileged to, work that hard and this year our artists are spectacular. You know, it's a lot of what we do with Circus Bella is we have our local ensemble company and then we bring in a few guest artists from out of town every year I think it makes us stronger as a company and it helps us, I don't know, kind of be a part of the larger international circus community. Mm-hmm. So, we have this amazing hand balancer. You're not going to believe. He's incredible.
What is he? A hand balancer?
Hand balancer. So he puts these long canes, which are these long sticks, and he balances on his hands. And he will just stand on one arm for forever and move. It's unbelievable. So
on top of canes?
On top of canes, he's on one arm.
Wow.
Wow.
No wonder you called it wow.
Wow. So he's Joel Hirschfield. He's coming in from Boston.
Oh, okay.
That's fun. And
then, who else do you have?
And then we have the other person that's not, is we have Ori Quesada, and he was in our winter show. He's on a rollabola, which is a cylinder with a plank on it. And then the cylinder and the plank is on a table. And then he takes a bowl on one side of the plank and he flips the bowl and catches on his head because why not? And because he's practiced a long time to do this amazing thing. It's this very cool skill. It's kind of Chinese heritage and, skills like this, you get passed down from your teacher. Your teacher says, mm-hmm. This is my trick. This is my skill. I'm going to teach it to you. So, so it's this really unusual skill that.
How Zen.
Super cool. Super, super interesting. So Ori's going to be with us this summer. And then Tony, our strong man, we've got the Circus Bella, the trio of clowns and Natasha Kukuka, the super duper hula hooper.
Oh yeah. The one, she has like 40 hula hoops at one time or something. Yep.
And now this year I'll be standing on her shoulders while she's hula hooping.
Oh my gosh. I can't even do one hula hoop.
I can't either.
I don't get it. And then the people who do it, it looks like they're not doing anything.
I know, she's so good. She's so good. And she's, we're kind of actually restaging that whole act. So it's pretty fun. Tony Cannon, our strong man, will be bending pans and picking up company, throwing around company members. And yeah. And then we, Elise, our contortionist. And then we have, Elise is beautiful. And
she's
then,
great.
Dora Galilea, everybody falls in love with Dora Galilea, who's the aerial.
So is she the one doing the splits on the tightrope?
She doesn't do the splits, but that's Elise. That's Esther. Esther is, I don't know where Esther is this summer. She was one of our guest artists from a couple of years ago. Dora is the one that's on the hoop spinning around up in the air.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
It's a fun crew. And then, of course, the Circus Bella All-Star Band,
which, for some reason,
you didn't like circus, you could close your eyes and still be thoroughly entertained.
But who doesn't like this circus?
I don't know. But if for some reason,
children of us all.
That's what we need, I think, a little bit.
I agree. A lot of it.
So that's the show that we've got.
So do you run into any political problems getting your show going in any of these locations? Speaking of politics.
It's interesting. I am much more in, Circus Bella is 17 years old this year, which is amazing. This is our 15th Circus in the Park season, but 17 years. So when I started this company, I had no idea how much I get myself involved in city politics. What I find is that we're going to mostly locations that we've gone to year after year. I'm still trying to add a few, but we're just waiting to see if the funding comes through. But you end up being kind of, I think, we end up going to places when you need to activate a space, when you need to show what kind of, I don't know, show off a neighborhood, you bring a circus there. So I think that's kind of what we're, we kind of get in the middle of politics that way. And especially,
I see.
And then getting these summer shows are, because we're come and gone and it's very, we don't put any holes in the ground or anything like that. It's pretty low impact, but the winter show, with the tent in downtown San Francisco. That was awesome and no small feat.
Yes. Are you going to do that again this winter?
That's the plan.
Oh, great.
We have a little more money to raise. Anyone out there who wants to write a check to Circus Bella, circusbella.org/donate. We're still raising just a little more money to get that seed money to get the tent.
On your
out.
Website, they can go there and donate.
Go there. Okay. Abigail Fuckelman. But the plan is to do it again. You know, it was really successful and I think a really fun thing for the Bay Area, another sort of thing for the winter shows.
Such a great location you had there.
Oh, it was so cool. And it's a really interesting neighborhood and cool neighborhood. You know, this is a neighborhood that's kind of, they're really trying to put themselves on the map of as a neighborhood that has so much, I don't know, it's a very cool, they have, you know, of course, people in the top level condos, you know,
right.
But there's kind of somebody from, you know, all those condos have families, and then one whole side of the lot that we're in is low income city housing. It's a very mixed, diverse neighborhood.
It's a pretty new neighborhood in San Francisco, right?
Very new neighborhood. I mean, I was born here. There was no such thing as the East Cut when I grew up, but it's...
Is that what it's called now, the East Cut?
It's called the East Cut.
Okay.
I mean, that was one of our big... Everyone's like, what is the East Cut? And that is the thing that
I just remember it being a bunch of warehouses and stuff when I was a kid.
And then it was...
Or not just when I was a kid, just a little while ago.
A while ago, I know.
20 years ago. Yeah.
But it's a great neighborhood, and they've done it. It's a very cool kind of, you know, it's when city planning goes right.
Exactly. I love it over there. It's just beautiful, and the weather's usually better. And
there's restaurants, and you're right by the bay, and it's pretty safe. And the people are out. You know, the East Cut is very cool because we had the circus, but there's also pickleball and people working out and food trucks, and they show football games on the, or soccer or Giants games on the, you know, and everyone comes out to watch sports together, and it's and the kids,
it feels like a real neighborhood.
Feels like a real neighborhood.
Yeah. Like maybe neighborhoods used to feel in San Francisco, you know, 50 years ago.
It's amazing. Well, we had all the, you know, what was one of the things that was always fun is there was this kid pack, you know, go outside, play kid pack. And they were always kicking their soccer ball into our tent the whole time. You know, they were so fun. So, you know, it is, it felt like, it feels like that.
Yeah.
People knew each other.
Great.
So.
And, you know, it's, I said that, I noticed how much the kids love it, but as you, it's not just the kids. I mean, all, that's what I love about the circus is it's just so, such a positive, uplifting experience. You know, you can see it's like, this is what life can be like.
I mean, I think that's kind of our mission, or very much my mission is let's find things that we can agree upon. You know, there's not really, it's, I think, and you know, and when we're creating a show, and then this is this, we're, I mean, the process, we're just starting rehearsals right now for this summer show, is we try to create, you know, we don't necessarily have a narrative or use words too much, but you can still create kind of this show that has a lot of emotion and a lot of range of emotion and textures and colors. You know, the clowns do stupid things and you laugh, and the aerialist is just, shows, you know, and the contortionist, like the beauty, or and the contortionist is like pushing us to the boundaries of what's possible. You know, I think you can get all these kind of critical human emotions in a show without words, and in a way that we can all kind of somehow understand.
yeah
So
where have you been rehearsing this year?
We rehearse at Kinetic Arts Center in West Oakland. It's this wonderful, it's right by, it's close to West Oakland BART. And we've been rehearsing there since 2021. And it's a great circus school. And yeah, we rehearse there. We go in early in the mornings before nobody knows we're there yet. And then we get all our rehearsals done before summer camp starts. So we'll be done rehearsing in the next couple of weeks.
You start really early, huh?
We start early. It takes us, we go right, what the way we rehearse, at least for this show, is that we do optional, just training, juggling practices for a couple months. So we just sort of experiment. And then starting next week, we rehearse every morning, 5 days a week, for about 3 weeks to get the show together.
And how many hours a day?
Usually about 3 hours a day.
Oh, okay.
And then that's the ensemble time, 3 to 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the clowns will do some extra work. Everyone goes home or goes to their own gym or whatever, trains their own act. So it's, so people are probably leading up to the show, we're training about 5 hours a day, 5 to 6 hours a day.
Wow. I mean, do you ever collaborate with any of the other smaller circuses in San Francisco or the Bay Area?
A little bit. We're buddies with the people over at Club Fugazi.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's a lot of, you know, we kind of help each other out. And, you know, the Circus Center is a great school. Occasionally we've rehearsed over there. They don't have a lot of space. But, you know, I think it's such a small community. And you'll see, you know, our performers will work in other shows. And, we're definitely kind of, I don't know.
It's similar to the world of theater that I'm involved in, I guess.
Absolutely.
It sounds like
rehearsals
are similar too, the rehearsal time and number of weeks.
And I think it is. It's like the community of performers, even in like the whole, you know, everyone kind of works for everybody, and it's sort of a small community.
So. There are some people that do that are involved in both. Do you know Jeremy Vick?
Love Jeremy Vick.
Yeah, so I know he does like musical theater and circus.
Yeah, he's off doing some Alice in Wonderland show touring all over the country right now.
Oh, that's where I haven't seen him in a long time.
He's quite a fine actor as well.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I've always been mystified by the whole thing.
Yeah.
So the show is going to be in June and July. Is that right?
Yeah, we run June and July. We open June 5th, and then we run through at least July 21st. We're hoping to add a few more shows, but we're just waiting on a couple of grants to come through.
Mm-hmm. So, money's always an issue with these things.
It's okay, but we've got a beautiful solid season. Even if those extra dates aren't added, so we'll run until July 21st. And every weekend, you can go to our website circusbella.org, and I have all the dates and maps and all the things that you need.
All the performance dates are up there, and it's free, but you'll take donations.
Oh yeah, it's totally free.
Yeah,
all people can come to the circus, and if it's available to you, we would love every little bit helps get this, keep this show, keep those trucks, keep fuel in the truck, and keep the clowns fed.
Yes, you don't want hungry clowns. Don't want that could get dangerous. Clowns.
Yeah, it gets dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, thanks so much for being on the show, Abigail.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Love.
Look forward to seeing the show.
I can't wait to see you there. It'll be fun. It's going to be a good one.
Great.